Alrighty. Hey, Austin, you can hear me all right.
I can hear you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We are now joined by one of our newest Championship Four drivers, Austin Cindric. Austin, can you just talk through how you're feeling right now? A little bit of a wild race out there, but managed to make it to the Championship Four.
Feeling happy. This is what we worked the whole year for. So a lot of boxes checked for us today. I feel like we've had 2 points race the entire playoffs, and it's been really annoying. We've bought some really fast race cars to the racetrack the last couple of weeks. I feel like my guys did an incredible job coming to a racetrack with no notebook and really, you know, basing off of, you know, whether it's the Ford simulator or past notes from the Cup guys. So really proud of that effort. A lot of work was put in to do that on my end as well as the team's end. So for us to unload like that and be able to lead the first bit of that stage, felt nice, felt rewarding. And then from there, lost a bit of track position. Wasn't on the right side of the stage flips. And from there, I pretty much picked the bottom lane on every restart to just be conservative. And I feel like that really hurt me on track position today. So I don't know if we got to see the full potential of our Pro-Tech Ford Mustang today, but overall, really proud of the effort. It's a year's worth of work, and go try and make the most of it next week.
Awesome. We're going to take some questions here from the media. Rob with NASCAR Pole Position, go ahead and kick us off.
First of all, Austin, congratulations on making the Championship Four in your career season. You know, given your journey racing in different cars throughout the years, you know, doing open wheels to get to stock cars, how validating does this feel to know that you are going to be battling for the Xfinity Championship?
Yeah, like I said, it's a year's worth of work, and I think the team of guys that I'm around, the driver that I've become the last 3 years, I think it's a championship effort. Obviously, Team Penske is a place that expects to win championships. So for us to be in that fight is important, and it's what we expect out of ourselves. It's what I expect out of myself, and I've definitely had probably the most roundabout way as far as what I've driven in my career and how I've learned how to drive race cars. And that's made me different. That's gotten me opportunities, and that's gotten me the opportunity to make the Final Four in trucks and have a shot at the championship there and now in the Xfinity Series. So it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, and that's got to continue the next couple of days. I know my guys are going to be busting their butts back at the shop to give me the best opportunity to try and have a championship.
And my last question for you is, I know that, you know, Brad, you're one of the graduates, I would say, of the Brad Keselowski Racing truck school, if you will. You're one of the latest talents to, you know, flourish this year. So, you know, realizing what Brad has brought to the table for you in your career, and now that you're able to showcase this in one of the most premier divisions, you know, how does it testify to what he did for you as a driver?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you want as a driver is an opportunity. And my first NASCAR opportunity came at this track because of Brad Keselowski. You know, when Austin Terrio had his back injury in Vegas in 2015, they needed a driver for the 29 truck. I had done one ARCA race at that point. Granted, that ARCA race went very well, but I'd done one ARCA race at that point. It was Brad's idea. Brad wanted me in the truck, and I started from not having a clue where anything was. My first laps of practice to run in the top five at the end of the truck race, and that's obviously grown into a lot of different opportunities, and Brad's believed in me. Brad's believed in Chase, but between Brad and Ford Performance, I feel like Chase and I wouldn't be in the position we're in right now. So very appreciative of that, and obviously that was some conversation. I don't know if it was this week or last, as far as all his drivers having an opportunity to move into the Cup Series, and I think that's validation in itself. I think the numbers show. I don't have to, I can take myself out of the equation and be impressed by that. So it's a great group of people. I keep in touch with the folks that worked at BKR, and it was a special place for a while.
Absolutely. Thanks, Austin. Best of luck.
You.
All right. We'll take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Austin, going to Phoenix next weekend, do you feel like that you have to prepare yourself to win, or do you feel like that you can still win the championship without winning the race?
I think we have to go there prepared to have to win the race. I feel like that's what I expect out of my competitors. That's what I expect out of Allgaier. That's what I expect out of Haley. That's what I expect out of Briscoe. I expect those guys to try and win the race next week. So for us to be able to win a championship, we're going to have to do that. Mentality-wise, don't know where we're going to line up as far as metrics go, but I'll try and run as many qualifying laps as possible until that doesn't work, and try and figure out what the next move is. So I'm excited for it. It's a fun racetrack. It's a very dynamic racetrack. Now we've got the PGA1 on the track. So a lot of changing factors. And it feels like forever ago that we were racing there. So try and put our best foot forward.
Thank you, Austin.
Thanks.
All right, Austin. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and congratulations on making it to the Championship Four, and we will see you in Phoenix.
Thank you. See you in Phoenix.
Thank you.